The Hideous Creature Show.
You know, I'm a doctor. I do laser hair removal. I do acupuncture. I do aromatherapy, that type of thing. Would you like something sweet? Go ahead. Take one. What do you say we go back to your place and talk?
My roommate's there.
Bonus.
You're a rascal.
City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Thursday, April, what is that?
4th.
April 4th, 2013, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June. Sorry about that.
My name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 175. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. I goofed that up because Jenny just sent me a text, and it's very important that I get texts from Jenny when such an important event is going down.
What happened?
This just in. Roger Ebert just passed away, and Roger Ebert was on her list.
Oh, so she's bragging.
No, well, yeah, duh. It's Jenny. So she's the first one to get it again. She's going to beat us again.
She's going to beat us again. God damn it, you fucking kill.
You know what? It's those goddamn ovaries of hers.
But before her ovaries were going overtime, like she was kicking our asses.
Oh, she was completely kicking our asses. Also, I was thinking now that it is a fact that Jenny is somewhat psychic, we could use her knowledge of the future to extort people.
Like celebrities. We say, hey, you give us money,
I guess,
or
it
you
only
get put on Jenny's list.
I guess it only works on celebrities.
Well, we can't just hobo down the street.
I don't know. We kind of could.
Give us your beer cans.
Oh, you know what we could do is we could put one of the junkie twins on there.
Which one are the junkie twins?
The ones that were living in my neighbor's shack.
Are they still around?
No. Well, yeah, we see them. They do odd jobs around the neighborhood. I see them every now and again. But we could put one of those on there. One of them is nice. And the other one's a dick.
Is the nice one the one that your roommate fed steak to the other night?
Oh, motherfucker. They're feeding them?
I think. Well, there was just this dude that was coming out of your other neighbor's, like, out of the side thing. And he was like, hey, man, thanks for that steak last night. That was really great. Oh. And I knew they had a barbecue on Sunday.
See, you know what? They can't feed them or they'll keep coming back.
They're like ants.
They're like horrible fucking junky assholes that will do anything to get their hands on the resources that we have.
Ants. Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Human ants.
Fucking A. Don't feed the fucking junky twins. Who was it? Was it Jesse?
I'm not saying any of the names.
I'm going to have a talk with
you. You know what? That was a humanitarian.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's detrimental to the environment that I've created here at the Brooklyn Zoo.
Maybe he just grilled up a piece of shit and told them it was steak.
Okay,
you don't know
fine.
The full story.
No, one of them is nice, but one's a real fucking asshole, real piece of work.
The man seemed very nice.
But I want to put one of them on there and see if it's non-celebrities that can be put on her list and meet their fate.
Hey, man, give us your shopping cart or you're fucked. Like, it's not going to work.
No, he doesn't have a shopping cart. They're both very bicycle-orientated.
Nexus coming is the shopping cart attached to the back of the bicycle.
I don't know. I don't think giving them steak, I just don't like it. And I'll tell you another thing about the steak. This really happened. This is fucked up. My roommates like to get drunk and cook, particularly barbecue. Now,
every man does.
Of course, when you're drunk, your eyes are bigger than your tummy. One, because you're drunk, and two, because you're drinking beer and cooking. So you're not going to have enough room for whatever you're cooking. So I came out there one the other day, and they offered me some steak, and of course I had a couple bites, but I was like, I can't. I just ate. I'm full. Blah blah blah. And then the next thing I know, I go out there to go to work in the morning, and the steak's still sitting on the front porch, and a bunch of beer cans that I had to clean up. Now, fast forward to when I get home from work, and I come home. I'm sitting in my room. I'm in my bed, and I'm looking over, and Mingus has got something. And he had taken that steak and brought it up into my room. And it was sitting on my bed.
He was eating steak?
Yep, eating that steak. Now, it wasn't pristine like it had just come off the grill. It had nettles from the tree, and there were dirt clumps all over it.
Congealed a little bit, some of the fat.
It was terrible.
I
was very angry.
Especially with his
dietary requirements. I'm going to put that cat on Jenny's list. Maybe he'll get a job. All right. Well, kudos, Jenny. I don't know how many points it is. We literally just got the text maybe 3 or 4 minutes ago.
What is he, probably in his 60s, 70s?
He's older. Yeah.
So she's got at least 30 points, maybe 25.
Or regardless, Jenny's not here. Jenny, we already miss you. I wanted to say sorry about last week's audio quality. We had technical difficulties and things just weren't in the cards. But we forged ahead anyway to put something out because it had been a while. And I felt bad. And now I don't feel bad about the audio. You know, it's better to have something than nothing, right?
Mm.
Like that bum that likes to eat steak that my fucking roommates give them.
Right. He could have just gotten a bag of... It's kind of like when...
You guys got... Can I get some of that steak?
Is that going to happen?
He's the one... I think he's the one I banned.
What did he look like?
He has blonde hair.
Yeah.
Plumpy.
I wasn't really looking at his girth. The thing that pisses me off is, you know how they say beggars can't be choosers? Have you ever met a beggar who is a chooser?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, can I have a cigarette? And you're like, here, oh, these aren't menthols. Fuck that. It's like, really?
You know what you do then? You light it and you throw it on the into a puddle. All your cigarettes are menthol.
I can't smoke menthols. They actually make me, like, they actually make me nauseous.
I like to close my eyes while I smoke a menthol and pretend I'm a polar bear. And the ice caps of the North Pole.
You're kind of like
foraging through garbage.
You're like, do you have any money? Well, here's $600 in like yen. I'm like, fuck that shit. It's like, just go to a bank.
I'd like to see him walk into a
it's free.
Bank. Get out of your band.
Coming in here with yen again.
No, and then another thing about the bum twins.
You're
is they
still
were going,
on the bum fucking.
I'm
twins,
sorry, they upset me. They were going through our bins, our recycle bins. And I go out there, and there's shit everywhere. They went through the bins like a fucking Flintstones character.
Like a raccoon?
Going through, just shit. There was all kinds of crap all over the place. I had to clean up after him. And that is unacceptable, Patrick. I find that offensive. I think it is...
disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
Right.
And it's rude.
Yep.
You are banned.
That's why I like the Hispanic homeless people, because they put all their shit back. They're very neat.
And the Japanese lady, the crazy Japanese lady we have in the neighborhood?
Oh, she's not homeless. She's just weird. She's like one of those people that washes out like Ziploc bags.
You guys don't know because you don't live in my neighborhood, but there's a Japanese woman that has a shopping cart and she has a tiny child and a little papoose on her back.
Yep.
And she goes around and she collects cans in the neighborhood. And she's very, very courteous.
She's
always like, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope it's not inconvenient. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then she's on to the next receptacle. And I always think that, you know, that Lone Bear and Cub?
Yeah.
Comic? I always think it's that. Yeah. Like, she's rigged that shopping cart to become a weapon at any point.
She's
got samurai swords and ninja stars hidden in there. And if anybody fucks with her, it's on.
Let's fuck with her. I haven't seen her in a while. I haven't seen her in a while.
No way. You know what we could do is we could tell one of the fucking twin bums that they can have her cans.
She's got steak. I thought we were off of the twin bums, but you had to bring it back to the twin bums.
Sorry. But all right, off the twin bums. And again, sorry about last week's audio.
It was the twin bums' fault.
It's the twin bums' fault. He was on a steak high.
Speaking of high, you sent me a little clip this week, a wonderful little YouTube clip that you thought would be good for the show.
I liked it.
You did?
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Did it make you laugh, at least smile?
It made me smile. I haven't... you know, it's...
You can't relate to it because you haven't been that high in a long time?
I have not been that high in a long time. And I'm so glad...
She's so high.
I'm just really glad that so YouTube high. Did not exist when I spent a lot of my time getting high. Can you imagine, like, getting high if YouTube existed when you got high all the time? Or a lot?
I don't think that there was ever a time where I was getting... I mean... Well, no, I wouldn't. It doesn't regard drunk or high or whatever. I'm glad that there's not a lot of video proof of all the shit that
when
I
someone
did.
Like whips
my
out
shenanigans.
Their, when people whip out their phones, I'm like, put that fucking shit away. Like, I don't want any record of me being anywhere, anytime.
No, fuck that. I don't either.
So I usually just don't like people with their phones or their video cameras out. You know, I feel like I'm at a fucking like protest for the Republican National Convention. All these fuckers with just their phones.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to set it up?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I sent Patrick a video, and it's this girl, what does she look like? Maybe in her teens or something?
She's probably in college. She's probably like 18, 19, 20.
And she had,
18 to 24.
She had had her wisdom teeth extracted.
It's like this little fairy godmother lives inside of you. My wisdom teeth has died today.
Her wisdom teeth got extracted, and she's coming home from the dentist, and she is super, super high.
I'm so sorry.
One sec, Patrick. Can you pause it? She's crying because she's sorry. That she's apologizing to her teeth. She has them in a little cup in front of her, and she's looking at her teeth, and she's apologizing to them for having them taken out of her skull.
So she's going through remorse.
She's going through remorse.
Remorse.
Again, she is high. She is high.
So in her world, high. she's going through the grieving process.
Very much so.
All right, so she's at like stage 3 or 4, she's whatever it is.
14. Okay. She's out there.
She's not 14. She's so much older.
No,
than
she's
14.
At stage 14.
Okay. Like, Jesus Christ.
There's not even a stage 14. All she's right. There.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just playing right in my mouth. Did it against my own will. I would have kept you. I loved you from the moment.
Honey, are you?
It's always good when you look back and notice that your loved ones are laughing at you.
I think it's a treasure.
Okay.
Them.
Honey, it's okay. No, you couldn't. They were crowding your other teeth. They would be painful.
They're missing scare all over my eyes.
Hold on, you did.
You look like Rachel.
No, just right.
She looks like Rachel.
I look like Rachel.
Rachel's a bitch. Rachel's a big fat cunt. If Jenny was here,
that
she'd
crier,
be...
Rachel. She's always bawling about something.
She's like, I got my eyeballs.
She's
taken
had her
wisdom
taken out like 15 times. She's always fucking crying. I'm in no way am I making fun of her.
Abby?
Yeah, in a way that's bad. I think it's so cute that she's legitimately very, very sad that her teeth are out.
She's very fucking high.
And I love her family. She's just like, it's okay, sweetie.
What are you going
to
do?
Have you ever had to deal with anybody under the influence like that?
Yeah.
After surgery or something?
No, I've had to deal with them. Not in self-inflicted.
That's kind of the same.
I can't do this. Like, you know. I have had things where I've had people say things like, my mother doesn't know that I love her. And they fucking lose their shit. And I'm like, your mother knows that you love her.
It's
like,
okay.
You just have to be.
It's okay, bro. Bump it. Mom loves you. Bump it, bro.
Yeah, I've helped people through some troubled times.
All right. Because I remember I had a girlfriend once and she had a lump.
Ooh,
in her breast, so she went. It was malignant. But she had it extracted, and she comes out of the operating room, and they put her in the room with I think it was me and her sister, and she kind of comes to, and she's just I mean, like high like this girl. And she was just like telling the doctors that they're miracle workers. You saved my life. Like they pulled out of a chopper in Vietnam or right. something after, you know, she had her leg blown off. Let's continue on. Let's hear more.
I deserve the pain.
No, no.
I took lives.
No, you didn't. A tooth is not life, honey. That is not life. You lost all your baby teeth. It's the same way.
But they were new ones. I can't grow these back.
You don't need those. I don't have mine. Dylan doesn't have two of his.
There we are.
There we are.
She pointed at her house. There we are.
I just want to be happy.
You will.
Do you want to go through the front door? Close.
Isn't there a scene, the last part where she's in the house, like yeah. looking at the teeth, trying to put them back in?
This is where it cuts. The thing, before we move on to the last part of this clip, is how angry on a scale of 1 to 10 is this girl going to be angry at her family or her boyfriend, whoever is the guy's voice is? How pissed off is she going to be that they posted this to YouTube?
If it was me, I don't think I'd be mad. I think it's classic funny.
I know that you wouldn't be bad.
Oh, just because she's younger or something?
No, just because normal people would be like pissed.
Oh. I don't know. I'm going to say no.
I would be sitting there going, I really said that? Wow, I'm a genius. Like, I really have emotion.
You'd be popping out like impossible math equations there.
I assume. It's almost like I get hit by lightning. It's a whole new life. It's a whole new lease on life.
I took them out of my mouth. I just wanted to be a part of my body. I said no. Yeah, I didn't mean it. You can come back if you want.
No, yeah, you
should. She tries to put it. Oh, she's so sweet. And it makes me want to just get super high.
I have not seen you this happy since you saw that YouTube video of that cat making a sandwich.
That cat knew how to make a sandwich. made me so hungry.
I think that last part is they're like, we got something here. Yeah. Let's see if we can get her back on this, like, you killed your teeth.
I love it. I love it when she's just at the end, just, I'm going to put these things back in my mouth. Her family's like, no.
She's going to rip the stitchings out.
I love that. That's good shit.
Have you had your wisdom teeth out?
I've had two. I got one more to go.
How? Really? I've never had any out. I was told I don't, the last time I went to the dentist, I was told you probably won't ever need them out.
Oh, but you have them?
Yeah, like they're in, they're growing in. They're like, if they do come in, you won't need to have them out.
You'd be good breeding stock then.
Yeah, I'm like Nordic in that way, but I'm not.
All right, moving on. Patrick, what did you do for April Fool's?
I did not do anything because I was so overwhelmed by the fact that I learned on Saturday that Easter was on Sunday, so it had, I forgot, like that made go, holy shit, Easter's tomorrow, which I don't really care about, but it made me forget that April 1st was on Monday.
Mm-hmm. So nothing? You didn't prank anybody?
No.
I didn't either. I think I spent the day in bed. I went out Saturday. I was pretty, I was pretty hungover.
April Fool's was a Monday.
Was it?
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
Oh, see, I like to was celebrate it? On the 31st or whatever.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't even know. April Fool's was on Monday.
Oh, well, I didn't do anything for it either.
I thought about it. I was like, oh, April 1st is coming up. That might be next Monday. And then Easter came. It threw me all off because doesn't Easter usually come like the first week after?
I don't know. I didn't even know Easter was here. Yeah. It came and it went. It was
That's
gone.
The day you were lying in bed because you were hungover.
Yeah, I was hungover. I wasn't hungover like barfy or headache. I was just drained.
Yeah, because
I think I stayed out till like 10, maybe 11.
At night.
At night. P.M.
It's not like you showed up. You went to bed until 10 in the morning because that's what most people would do.
I was in the sun all day. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Good
yeah.
Lord. Oh, drinking beer at a barbecue.
God.
I did not as well celebrate the April Fool's.
It's just a weird sentence. I did not as well.
I feel that it is Bush League to celebrate, the April Fool's holiday of pranking and stuff. It's kind of like going out on New Year's or St. Patrick's Day to go drinking.
Yeah.
Amateur hour. I like to celebrate all year and take those days off.
Right.
However, I did hear of some good pranks that I will maybe incorporate into my prank list. I like to shoot from the hip, though. I like to make them up as I go.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these sounded pretty good.
Okay. What are they?
What is it? Richard Branson from Virgin Atlantic. They said that they'd launched the world's first aircraft ever with the glass bottom plane.
Who? Wait, he said
Richard
that?
Branson. Yeah, Virgin.
Yeah,
the Virgin Airlines.
He like made a press release.
Yeah,
he
made a press release, and they also made pictures of it. And it's like a glass bottom plane.
And it's completely bullshit.
It's completely bullshit. But I thought one, I would have believed it if I read it.
Yeah, I would have too.
I would have gone. This is brilliant yet very dangerous.
Well, they have glass in space. Like the space shuttle has to have, you have to have windows.
Right. At this rate in 2020, we're going to actually have the Wonder Woman jet.
You just, which isn't invisible because you would see all of the shit inside.
Just
of it.
See people sitting down.
And you actually wouldn't be able to see anything because you'd see the backs of the control panels and shit.
No, it's invisible, everything. Seats, everything's invisible
A glass bottom does not mean it's invisible. It means it's made out of glass. You still have to have control panels with a computer.
Everything's glass, Patrick. Everything's made of a polyurethane.
Silicon polymer that is clear.
Exactly.
it's like flying around in a big giant breast implant.
I thought that one was clever because I kind of want that. But anyway, so some of the other ones I read about was some pranks that you can play on people. Tell me yay, nay, and augment them, diminish them, how mm-hmm. whatever you think. One is reconfigure someone's computer keyboard.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
It's real easy. Just take a flathead screwdriver and you can pop off the keys.
Oh, okay.
And put on other keys for people that have to look at the keyboard.
Like me.
Right.
So you replace T with P. And...
Right. It says on here to really fuck them up, but I would rather just have one off. So you wouldn't really notice it. It'd be really, really,
I'd reverse them. Like I'd go to the top line, the QWERTY line, and I'd replace P with Q and W with O and I with E. So in the middle, Y and
Z
T.
Z with M?
Yeah. Like, no. Yeah. So Y and T would be the same. Like Y, T, G, H, and B and B and V would kind of all be the same.
What about the greater than less than signal?
Oh, you definitely
pop those over. That'd fuck you up.
That's the one that you do because everyone's always trying to hit like.
Right. And then the shift would be completely different, too.
The comma and the period, because everyone uses a comma now because of the website.
Oh, right.
Like, always just...
That'd be perfect.
It could probably be, like, 4 months until someone noticed it.
Or the return with open caps. I guess that wouldn't work.
You're just being mean.
I know.
That one's a good one, I guess.
I like that. Yeah. Yay or nay? Let's give it a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Fine. For the spirit of the argument, I'm going to say yay.
I say yay as well. This one I really like. And it's putting marbles in hubcaps of someone's car.
Why?
So
In their car?
In the hubcaps of their the tire there. So it would clank, 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 while they're moving.
It would just sound like something's wrong with the car.
Exactly. And then I thought, marbles, maybe not so much. What about a couple BBs? Because it wouldn't make that loud of a noise, but you'd hear it and it would be irritating. Just irritating enough.
That's almost really kind of mean because
someone's
going to like take, because someone could go in and pay a mechanic to like figure out what's wrong with their car and they're like, nothing is wrong with their car.
And you go, you had to spend $500 to find me.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Or what if it went the other direction? It made them crazy and they drove off a cliff.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, good prank. I say nay on that one.
Put a lion in their car. There, that's funny too. Yay or nay? What do you think?
I'm going to say nay.
I say yay. Put an ad in the newspaper for garage sale at someone's house. Please knock. Please ring the bell. I like that one a lot. I think that's good.
Your little pranks that come up can come bite you in the ass. Because on the day where you're like, I'm not leaving my house. I'm doing nothing but just hanging out at my house. It's going to be constantly knocking from 9 to noon.
I think it's good. Well, you know what? BT did something funny. Jenny's husband. This is a while ago. One of our friends left her bike at BT's house. So he put an ad on Craigslist for a bike for like $10, but put her number on there. So people were calling up to buy her bike. She's like, "What? Wait a minute. What?
How long was the bike over there?
I don't know, like a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
Month.
I think my bike, if it's still here, has been over your house.
It's here.
Okay. It's been over there for like
a
year.
It's going
and a half.
In Craigslist tomorrow, though.
All right. I don't have any. It probably doesn't run anymore. It was in the rain for a while.
Yay or nay? What do you think?
I say nay. It's mean. If I do it to you, you'll
think it's awesome. The next one, I say yay. The next one is paint a bar of soap with fingernail polish and put it back in the washroom, whatever.
What purpose
it
is
it? It coats it. You can't lather it up.
Yay.
Definitely yay. In fact, that's going to happen. It's going to happen in the next 24 hours.
The soap is a fucker.
I suck at soap.
Dear Johnson & Johnson, you make a product that is substandard.
The fine folks at Johnson & Johnson. Dear Iris Spring, your soap's really gone downhill.
Ever since you got bought out by Dove. Wow. Okay. It's
funny. Dear Johnson & Johnson.
Because I see this malicious person, and it's always with your face, but you kind of have like these two little snub devil horns, like they haven't, like you're a devil child, like you haven't grown, and you're just sitting there.
Dear Downey.
You're just, you wouldn't think of like coating the bar of soap and nail polish when you're sitting there applying it like one brush stroke at a time.
You know, okay, completely. I can also see you fucking with kids with this too. Go, well, you know what? If you're not good, then, you know, you're not going to be able to use soap or, I don't know, incorporate it somehow.
Oh, my God, my dad's
that actually, when it came out of my mouth, it kind of, as a kid, I would have been, well, fuck you, I can't use soap.
My children are also weird because when you do a thing like April Fool's, I think like 2 years ago, they were very big into April Fool's. And I was like, okay, well, guess what, guys? You don't have school tomorrow. They just canceled your school. And they were like, really? And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, that sucks. And then I felt bad.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a dick thing to do. I would have said, Daddy's dying. Oh, no, he's not. See, then it would have changed around. They would have been happy.
No, it's still that. Like, why would you do that to me, Daddy?
All right. So you said, we both said yay on that one.
Absolutely.
Okay, the next one is dip the tip of someone's cigarettes in Orajel.
So
their lips go numb. I kind of like that one.
I do, too.
I'd kind of do that to me.
That's like kind of a, do you ever smoke clove cigarettes?
Been a while.
But you ever like drink coffee and smoke clove cigarettes? It's like every. It's
hello, I was 18 once.
You read Jean-Paul Sartre.
I'm trying to read Catcher in the Rye. Will you leave me alone?
Camus, you understand
you
me.
You tourist.
It's not a stranger. It's l'estrange. Yeah, I like that. That doesn't really.
I like that too.
Yeah, it's fine.
Plus, if you got the person when they were really drunk.
Ugh, God damn it.
Fuck, I'm fucked up. I can't feel my lips. So, yeah. I like this one a lot. Take your old underwear and save them up.
What do you mean your old underwear?
Like underwear that has just got to the point where you're going to have to throw it away.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like unwashed underwear.
And then you could do it unwashed. I guess unwashed would be better. Even maybe put some fake poo-poo on there. And you write the name of one of your coworkers on it and then just leave it somewhere at your job. Patrick's.
That's the best thing I've seen since that cat make a sandwich on YouTube.
That cat wasn't good. He was a fucking sandwich artist.
That is so, like, you just put
Patrick.
Like,
just boop, leave him on the ground. There you go.
You put like Gina Bivio and you're like, Gina, you just wait until.
No, you let somebody else find
yeah.
it. Like maybe right under your boss's desk or wherever. Just like, man, why the fuck are your underwear under my desk?
That's fucking the stupidest, most I love that. Thing That's good. I've ever heard.
So yay.
Yeah. Wait. Where did you just pick this up? Like, did you know anyone who's done that?
No, I went online and just looked at pranks.
That's good.
I know.
That one's good.
I got a good felt tip pin too, ready to say Patrick on it. And I got underwear that are just I can't wear them anymore.
You know what, though? You know how you were talking about, like, oh, a little fake poop on there? Like, I will be able to everyone would be able to understand what my underwear looks like, even by listening to my voice. They would just be like, those are way too pristine for him.
No, you haven't seen my underwear that's ready to go. Looks like a rat's been taking pieces of it to make a nest for a while. So best of the best has got to be the underwear.
Oh, the underwear is
that's
good.
Happening, too.
Well, did I ever tell you what? Remember Kanan? He used to work at the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Huh?
Just happened to work at the Red Cross.
No, Kanan, who worked at the Red Cross. It was a story.
Right.
It was about thing.
Old children's story.
There's this guy that I used to work with.
I remember it from my Hebrew lessons.
Yeah, from the Torah. Yeah. Torah 101.
I remember that.
This guy I used to work with, we were making sandwiches. This guy named fucking Andy made this sandwich, and he was going to take it home with him. So this other guy named Carl took one of the oven timers, the mm-hmm. beep, beep, beep things, and said, oh, I think you got a phone call. So Andy went to go get the phone call. He stuck the timer in the sandwich and set it for like 2 hours and then just wrapped it up. And then just, and so when Andy came back, he was like, oh, I just wrapped it up. It was in my way. And he was like, thanks. Great. Throws it in his bag. And then like, he's at a meeting and Carl knew he was going to be in a meeting. It's just his bag starts beeping. Like work shit
classic
like that
Carl.
Is just amazing. Carl's pretty funny. Yeah,
that's good. I remember a prank that went wrong. I know I've told it on the show before, but excuse me. I was up on a Sunday morning playing board games with my cat, and I super glued a six-sided dice to the hardwood floor, and I don't know why either. I have no idea why. And my mom comes out because I was making noise, and she's like, "Will you be quiet?" And she goes to kick the dice, and of course, it's super glued to the floor. And stubs her toe really bad. And I've never heard a succession of swear words longer in my life.
She stubbed her toe on a dice
super glued to the hardwood floor. Hardwood floor.
I've stepped
too.
On dice before, and it's
not like kicking it.
No, it's not like
I think she went to
at
kick it at me, too. Like, you son of a bitch.
Like, yeah, clean this shit up. Stop making noise.
No. Sorry about that one, Ma.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry. That was wrong.
All right, so we got 363 days to pull pranks.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, I'm not a prank. I always think that pranks are mean.
See, underwear is not mean. That's a gift. Think of it a gift for everyone. If you did it to me, I would laugh my ass off because I don't give a shit what
the,
other people
the
think.
The underwear thing is not mean. It's anthropology. It's a study
sociology.
In sociology. It's a study in human. Well, your underwear. It's anthropology,
biology,
archaeology. that's just a study on human beings and what they do and how they relate.
I don't know. They're so old. It's kind of paleontology.
Okay.
Waka waka.
Well, let's take a fake breakology.
All right, we're going to take a fake break. We come back. We got some douchebags for you. Stick around. We'll be back. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Your squad is ready for you to lead them through with Johnny 7 OMA. You charge. Fire grenade. Bullseye for Johnny 7. Watch out, tank. Fire in the armor shell. Anti-tank rocket. Johnny 7's got him on the run. Johnny 7 fires bullets like a rifle. Fires like a Tommy gun. Now it's a cap-firing pistol. You've won with Johnny 7, the one-man army gun. It's 7 guns in one. Let's count them. 1 is a grenade launcher. 2 anti-armor gun. 3 anti-tank gun. 4 bullet-firing rifle. 5 Tommy gun. 6 anti-bunker gun, 7 cap-firing pistol. There's no other gun like it. To be sure, look for Johnny 7 OMA, the one-man army by Topper.
All right, we are back from fake break. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for listening. I know that there's only one thing in the fucking world that I need, and it's that Johnny 7 gun.
It's a one-man army.
Look, yeah, grenade launcher, anti-aircraft.
This thing's got everything.
It's got everything on it. It needs a fellatio barrel. Like, you know, on the stock, like the grip or something. The fellatio grip.
Like you just stick your dick in it.
Caught behind arms fellatio grip.
You won't be bored in a foxhole.
You number one.
Yeah. I can't go anywhere with that because the Vietnamese people would get very angry at me.
No. I think that was pre-Vietnam. That was Korean War.
Yeah, probably.
When that Johnny 7 gun was
manufactured. They're all the same. I mean, you know.
It's a toy, by the way, if you weren't aware. But I'm telling you, we could make money. Remember the Rambo handle that had the compass in it and it had fishing wire and fishing
the knife.
Everybody had one.
Yeah, my brother
once
had
it came
one.
Out.
Yeah,
what we need to do is every gun, you know, except for anything, a weapon that needs a clip, we could have it a fellatio handle.
You just really want
fuckable
fuck
handle.
A gun. You really just want to fuck put your dick in a gun handle.
It'd be awesome.
I don't know.
Don't worry, ours auto lubes. All right, well, we're just going to go into fake breaks this week. We got a whole bunch of them. And we
just did fake break. You mean douchebags?
Sorry, douchebags. We got a whole super grip of them. Is that what the hip word is? We got a grip of it?
We got a fellatio
grip.
Or
is that, am I so out of it? That's
We have a miracle of douchebags for
We've got a myriad of douchebags for you all.
We've got a murder of douchebags.
So please stand by and enjoy our cornucopia of douchebags.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
21-year-old Joshua Odell lives on Lancelot Road, and he has a problem with the noise that neighbor children make when they play around his house.
What noise is that? They're kids, so there's lots of the fart noise.
No, there's lots of shrieking and yelling.
Machine gun, yelling, fake helps,
mm-hmm.
fake please help me's, and then the inevitable cry,
yeah,
I'm going to tell on you.
I'm going to tell on you and the boy who cried wolves.
Right.
I guess. Joshua Odell lives on Lancelot Road. His neighbor, Jamie Cottle, said that Odell yelled and threatened the kids to be quiet and then went to his house and grabbed his BB gun.
Who did?
The 21-year-old.
Oh.
Joshua Odell.
The ass
told kicker. The kids, you keep that shit down. Get off my lawn. And he went inside and got a BB gun. He shot it out in the air and the kids ran. Her daughter, Kaylee, that's such a cute
Sweet
name.
Sweet Kaylee.
Who was a kindergartner, was in the group. The kids fled, and Odell pointed the gun at them, and they ran off, and he fired 3 rounds. Kaylee was the only one who got hit. The kids ran over to her house, screaming, "The baby's been shot," because 5-6-year-olds, kindergartens are babies. The mother said her daughter
That's not true. 5-year-olds aren't babies.
No, they're toddler.
Is that still toddler? No.
Yeah.
I don't think
they're
that's toddler.
They're post-toddler.
Post-toddler.
At 5.
That's when they actually get the child title. They are
Yeah, they're children. The baby's been shot.
The baby, somebody.
The baby.
Somebody done shot the baby.
Baby been shot.
And of course, she goes down. She's like, medic.
Make it, it's so cold.
Just take the arm. Take the arm.
So cold. She takes a little sepia color photograph of her loved one back home because I gotta see Baluli again.
One of the other kids is, you know, the medic, and he's just pumping Pez into her.
He's like, I can't give another shot of morphine. John Exage, he'll kill her.
One of them's just doing the no, this isn't happening, sit down, rocking back and forth.
The mother said her daughter was crying uncontrollably, so she took her inside and comforted her. She said, Kaylee didn't want to leave her room after the shooting. She lifted her daughter's shirt and showed the damage. 2 red lines across the side of her belly.
Red lines?
Red lines.
So she got... They just graced her?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to need some stitches.
If it wasn't, it would be a welt. Have you ever been hit with a BB gun?
Fuck yeah.
What
with
is
a BB gun with
what
pride.
Welt, right?
Right, but you don't get lines.
Well, maybe he's a bad shot. Maybe
she was doing the serpentine pattern and he only clipped her.
You know, this Joshua Odell sounds like regular Lee Harvey Oswald. He can't hit Maggie's drawers. That's actually a historical reference, if I have to toot my own home. It was a chaotic scene, and Kaylee was hysterical, another neighbor said. all Joshua Odell said was, "Hey, can you not play in my property?" The sheriff deputies arrested him on charge of aggravated battery. Jamie Cotta said that after the shooting, the grandfather of another kid went to talk to Odell, and Odell threatened him with a hammer and told him to kill my property.
Now we got the heavy artillery out.
He's like, "I can kill a man in fucking a yard with this
BB gun. You might get an infection. Hammer, you could do some damage with that."
The sheriff's report that said Odell denied firing the gun at anyone and told deputies he only showed the kids the gun and told them to leave. He was posted on $10,000 bail, which is more than like rapists get, for Christ's sakes. Kaylee said she is still scared, but she smiled and seemed cheerful on Monday afternoon near her family.
Survivor.
Her mother didn't share her daughter's enthusiasm, said that she's afraid something else will happen. "Now I'm waiting for retribution," she said. "I went up to him when he was in the police car, and I said, 'You're the one who shot my baby,' and he just laughed at me."
That's right.
I'll shoot her again.
You know what's next is bear traps in that yard. Those kids need to stay off of that lawn.
You ever been to Saigon?
I mean, shooting kids is bad. Funny. And funny that they think, you know, "Oh my God, I've been shot," and it's like a traumatizing thing. At the same time, if somebody shot my kid with a BB gun, I'd be pretty pissed.
Oh, yeah, you'd go for the brass knuckles. I know you have them in this room somewhere.
No, I would have jumped immediately to the hammer. Like a mallet. Maybe a rubber mallet in one hand and like a real hammer in the other hand.
I'd get a phone call from you going, "I need your tomahawk. Get here in fucking 2 minutes." You'd want to scalp the motherfucker.
Then again, I'd tell my kids, "Look, it's not that big of a deal. It's just a BB gun. You're going to get shot like 100 more times, probably."
I've never gotten shot with a BB gun.
You haven't?
Nope.
Yeah, well.
I wasn't really allowed to be around guns. As a teenager, we had a BB gun. My stepfather had one because the squirrels would get on the bird feeder and say, "If you see that squirrel, you shoot it. You see that squirrel, you shoot it."
We used to have BB gun wars when we were kids.
And we never did. I wasn't allowed to have a BB gun.
And then in my drunken 20-somethings, my buddy Jason and I bought BB guns and would have BB gun wars at the house we lived in, just declare a day of BB gun warring.
So it's like you sleep with one eye open?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, that and you would, it was in the house and on our yard, so we'd be running around just shooting each other with BB guns. And
see, that's good. Yeah. That's just good fun. What do you got? That was another great story from Florida.
That was a good one. All right, I got a woman here that, where is this from? She's from Bowie County, Texas. And when she was cleaning up, she saw a snake, and she threw gasoline on the snake, which I think is very cruel. I don't think no matter what animal or critter it was that I saw, I would never throw gasoline on it to kill it. I just think that's cruel.
I would if it was an alligator.
Unless Buddy Hackett was, "Fuck you, Buddy Hackett. Get out of here.
Buddy Hackett.
Get out of here, Buddy Hackett."
I ate alligators and Buddy Hackett.
What about Buddy Hackett on an alligator?
Oh, my God. There's not enough napalm in the world.
All right, so the lady throws gasoline on the snake, and it ends up that the snake, of course, takes off like a bat out of hell. And where does it go? Into her house.
It's going to end well.
So the snake goes into her house. It's on fire. Ends up catching her house on fire.
Wait. So she threw gasoline on the fire but lit it on fire.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I admitted that. Yeah. She throws gasoline on the snake, lights it on fire. The snake is on fire, freaking out, and goes into her house, catches her house on fire. And of course, she calls the cops, and the cops have to come and put her home out.
This is Judge Joe Brown Justice.
Right, right. I think that's it. Resulting in the fire of the Texas home, there was no incident. It completely destroyed the home and even burned part of the neighbor's house.
Oh,
even worse for the homeowner, local authorities reserved the right to file charges against her.
That's because she burned down her neighbor's house, being just so fucking stupid.
I think good for her. Fuck. I mean, actually, that's horrible to have your house burned down. That's I couldn't imagine. But lighting a snake on fire, lighting anything on fire to kill it that isn't Buddy Hackett is not good.
You think that's good for her?
No, I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible. I think it's a cruel thing to do to burn anything.
I just think it's great that her plan backfired. She could have handled it so many different ways. She could have shot it with a howitzer. It would have been easier to actually get a howitzer, come back and shoot it. This
she could have hit it with an axe and just chopped its head off.
She could have just grabbed a stick.
And if she's white trash, and I expect she is, she's got to own a samurai sword. Get that bad boy out care of that thing.
No, no. Only white trash people whose name doesn't end in, like, ski or something.
You got the the whole Japanese facade in one room, the fans on the wall.
Because
it's classy when you fucking nail it to your wall. That's when you've arrived. I got a ninja star, I got some nunchucks, a three-sectional staff, two samurai sword, one long, one short. Did I mention the fans?
Dragon
fans.
Katana.
I've got a bird fan with the sun on it.
Yep.
And right,
but I can't get them because they're built to the wall, so I got this can of gasoline. Yeah. I got this can of petrol.
Welcome to the JoJo, motherfucker. Yeah.
Why do I get the stories about Florida? In Port Charlotte, Florida, William Russell Vosswinkle Jr. went fucking berserk when he sliced his little brother's hand open with a sword because they were arguing over synthetic marijuana.
Like smokable synthetic marijuana or the fake leaves?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Somebody wanted to make some sort of headband or... Oh, you know, it was arts and crafts and I got wrong.
It was like, you use Wicca, you're going to use the synthetic hemp. No.
I want the real shit.
At 3:20 p.m., police arrived at the Vosswinkle home to find blood all over the house. Initially, other people in the home were uncooperative. The story of the sword fight changed several times.
I like how people are uncooperative with the cops.
Deputies learned that William Vosswinkle got angry during an argument and went into the room that housed a collection of knives and swords.
Ah, the dojo! They found the dojo!
They found the Japanese, but obviously shit wasn't bolted to their walls.
No, just the little apparatus that you hold the swords on?
The little rack.
The ceremonial rack,
it's
right.
The gun rack, but it just sits on your bureau.
It's for swords. You got like a couple brass Buddhas sitting there that you burn incense on. I know that.
Although, of course, they're so classy that they've put a little bit of like chewing gum in the Buddha's mouth and there's like a little roach hanging out.
Don't tread on me written next to it.
Of course.
Yeah, they like to use the volleyballs, while they watch Walking Dead or something.
That's not Walking Dead. Anyway, William picked up a blade from the room and began swinging in a circular motion, according to the release. His 21-year-old brother entered the room and, in an apparent attempt to defend himself, held his hand out and blocked the swinging blade with his hand.
What was that?
To defend himself, he held out his hand to block the swinging blade.
Actually, that's a ninja move. He tried to catch it.
The victim told police he was scared and knew that Vosswinkle had a violent criminal past because, we're brothers. I kind of know everything that happens to this asshole. We have to talk about it in Thanksgiving and Christmas. William Vosswinkle, the samurai, told police that he got so emotional during the eruption that he went into the living room and punched a glass fishbowl, lacerating his own hand. Both brothers bled throughout the house until the cops showed up.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, Vosswinkle, the guy. So, all right, this is what I'm getting from this story. His brother, his 21.
Daddy, superior brass whistle?
No. William is the superior. He's 23.
Alpha.
He's the alpha. His 21-year-old brother is like, hey, I got some marijuana. You want to buy it? And William's like, fuck yeah, I do. And he's like, here you go. And he's smoking it. And he's like, this ain't marijuana. He's like, oh, no shit. It's fake. It's synthetic marijuana.
Oh, okay.
So this dude gets pissed, goes into the fucking room, grabs a fucking samurai sword, fucking aims it. His little brother tries to do the ninja
ninja clap stop.
Slices his fucking hand open, fucking flips out because blood's going everywhere. And then William, who just struck his brother, gets so pissed he goes to the other room and fucking puts his hand through a fucking fishbowl. Because that's what you do.
Classic.
The brother's statements changed repeatedly as the cops were there. And the two allegedly got more hostile with deputies when they realized that an arrest was coming. Led police to believe that Vosswinkle, who is a convicted felon at 23, was the primary aggressor and he was charged with aggravated battery.
Vosswinkle, come on, buddy.
Both of my stories have been in Florida and they have both been aggravated battery.
I like that it incorporated swords, though.
I like this Japanese theme you got going on here. Much like Dirk Diggler and Boogie Nights, like that. He's like, I got samurai thing
You have a certain pride for your weaponry.
You do.
As you should as a male. All right, I got one here. Let me cue it up. A North Carolina woman is in trouble with the law. Odessa Clay, 30.
Oh, Odessa.
from Palacio County was charged with one count of tattooing a person under the age of 18. In North Carolina, it's illegal to tattoo a minor. I like that that's just put in there. Clay was arrested on charges of late September after police in her hometown, where she was found to giving her daughter a heart-shaped tattoo on her right shoulder.
She's actually tattooing her own daughter.
Yes. I don't see in here the age of her daughter. Clay, who herself is heavily tattooed, said that she used her own tools. She asked me to do it, Clay said. The daughter was 10 years old.
Holy shit.
Clay said she numbed her daughter's arm for the procedure.
Please don't cut off this arm after I tattoo it with my shitty work.
Clay said she didn't know that tattooing a minor is illegal. She told WCRI that she believes in the former in-law reported the tattoo. She said her former in-law reported the tattoo. Sorry, this is really difficult to read. It's a terrible
copy. So the cops come in and find her tattooing their daughter, daughter, and her ex-husband or ex-wife, because we don't know her sexual thing, one of her in-laws, one of his or her relationships, called the cops and said this is bullshit.
Right. And, tattooing her 10-year-old her 10-year-old daughter.
Can I ask a question? Is that law really, like, if you had a 16 or 17-year-old kid and they're like, Dad, I want to get a tattoo, what would your response be?
Not fuck 10. No.
Would you tattoo your own child?
No, I wouldn't tattoo my kid at all.
What happens if you let someone else tattoo your kid?
Well, once they were of age.
But 16, I thought you said you would let them.
I was joking. I was being facetious. There's no fucking way I would let my kid get tattooed. Okay. And if they wanted to when they were 18, I'd be fine. Do it.
You can't do anything.
As long as it's not one of three things. One, a Superman symbol. Two, any kind of barbed wire, tribal.
Is the third one what I think it's going to be?
Taz.
Yeah.
Tasmanian Devil.
Does Tweety Bird, any Looney Tune character?
Any Looney Tune characters.
Okay. Because mine is Tweety Bird or Taz. You can't do it. No, if you do that, I will wait until you sleep and rip the skin out with a fucking Rambo knife.
No, I don't think kids should get them when they're young. Wait to be 18.
Right. You can wait.
You're a kid for only a little bit of time.
But
you're
an
adult
old.
The rest of your life.
10 years old.
Although that might have been a very, very progressive 10-year-old.
Maybe I'm just weird.
Smooth-talking 10-year-old.
Maybe I'm just weird, but I find babies who have their ears pierced really disarming to look at.
Well, see, I'd give the baby the option. You either stop smoking and you can get your ears pierced. Nah, you can't do both.
Have you ever seen a baby? It's just weird. It's like, don't do that. It's not a pain thing because the kid is actually never going to. It's like getting circumcised. You're never going to remember it, but probably less painful.
What about circumcision? Yeah.
You're not going to. I'm circumcised. I don't remember it. Although that's why I have daddy issues, and that's why I can never really, like, connect with anyone and make long-lasting relationships. Because I'm missing a part of myself that I'll never be able to reconnect with.
I kind of don't think that I can answer it appropriately because I don't have kids.
No, it doesn't matter. Like, it's a thing. I think, like, why would you want to put a tattoo or why would you want to put a fucking tattoo on a child or pierce their ears? It's not for them.
I'm telling you, that kid, that 11, oh, wait, it's 11-year-old.
Sorry.
The 11-year-old was a smooth talker.
Mommy.
A shyster.
I'm going to feed the dog every goddamn day.
Every day?
Every day for the rest of my life until that dog dies. If I'm in college and that dog's still, I'm going to come home every night.
Get mommy's tattoo gun.
Maybe that's what the kid was saying.
I don't know. Why not? There was a radio show I used to listen to, the Don and Mike show. And one of their April Fool's gags, speaking of April Fool's, was they pretended to have a kid in the studio, like a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, and they were giving him a tattoo live on the radio, and the cops came.
Like,
it was totally fake. They didn't have anybody in there.
No, the cops came, the not real, as a stunt.
No, the cops came.
The cops were, like, actually hearing it on the radio and thinking,
yeah,
this
somebody
was really
called
going
it
on.
In. They came in there.
And
of course, it's not real.
Did they actually have to say, I'm sorry, officer? Like,
I don't know. I don't remember. Uh-huh. This is a long, long time ago. But I thought, how brilliant of that is that for a radio station
now
to do?
Now I want to hear that. I want to hear that episode. Yeah. Archived it, you know? I'm sure that shit's archived.
I'll try and find it. It's really funny.
Okay. One man in Iran, he made the mistake of trusting a fake sorcerer who convinced him that he was invisible and could rob a bank safely. A man explained to the court that he had paid 5 million riels, which is just under 290 pounds. It's about 500 bucks. Mm-hmm. He paid 500 bucks to a wizard imposter who in return gave him a set of spells that would make him invisible. So him trying to rob the bank should be absolved because...
Hey, you just walk in there.
I'm a victim. I am a victim. I am a scam victim. You need to find this fake wizard.
Yeah, find that. He's invisible.
God, I've actually met like 3 people in my life who look like this guy's mugshot.
Let me see.
So the guy,
he looks like a very intense individual.
He doesn't
look gullible as I thought he did.
No, he just looks kind of fucking crazy. He looks like a muggle.
No, he's wizard.
He paid 500 bucks and the guy was like, yep, this will make you invisible. And then you can rob all the banks that you want to.
Well, you know what? There's something to be said about being, you know, sold shitty spells.
When you're going to pay for spells,
you got to make sure they're real.
Pay top dollar.
What I've learned from buying bad spells from wizards is you have to ask them to perform the spell in front of you. It's the only way to be sure.
You see their work on someone. It's like going back to tattoo. It's like a tattoo artist. You see their work on somebody else until you let them do it to you.
Right.
So if I was going to buy a spell, I'd have you want to have a spell done, and then I'd be like, yes.
Well, unfortunately, we live in a world where all wizards are not, you know, honest.
There's really no kind of national or international kind of like guild or... terms or conditions, yeah.
I've never seen a PSA.
Yeah, there's no regulations. Right. There's no wizard.
Well, see, you know who's to blame is the parents. You should be teaching your kids not to buy shitty spells.
Right. You should teach them to only go with like a wizard somebody knows.
And don't go, if it's a first time buying a spell, maybe not go for invisibility.
Yeah,
maybe
go for something simple.
Go water to wine type of thing.
Yeah.
Something you can do yourself.
Light levitation, just maybe a couple of inches off the ground. You're not, it's not flight.
Maybe sleepy time spell.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right. Is this the last one?
This is the last one. Right. It's yours.
This one's from Arlington, Virginia. A man was arrested for allegedly attacking his roommate after waking from an alcohol-induced slumber to find drawings of dick on his face. A dick on his face.
He attacked his roommate because of that.
Right. His
you fucking asshole. That's probably what happened in that room.
James Watson, 31, is facing charges for malicious wounding and being held without bond at an Arlington County facility.
He's 31.
For causing serious injuries to his roommate. What happened is he got drunk with his buddy.
Yep.
And of course, first to pass out gets dicks drawn on their face. Isn't that in the Constitution?
It is.
Right. So
it's in the Virginia Constitution, state constitution. It's legal.
I don't see why he's mad. He should have realized don't fall asleep first.
It's not also like he's 23 years old and just flipped out or 18. He's 30 fucking one.
Does not like dicks on his face.
He does not like dicks on his face. So he's obviously a homosexual who hasn't admitted it to
himself.
Oh,
he's in the closet?
He's in the closet.
So he's like, I will suck dick just to prove to you how much I hate it.
I hate sucking dick.
Give me that dick now.
I hate gay people.
Give me the dick. Shut up and give me some dick in my mouth. I will show you how disgusting I am with it. Look, he looks like Brodio, though.
No, he does not.
Our friend Brodio, I think
he does not look anything like Mike.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Mikey, if you're listening, he looks nothing like you. He actually looks like a clean-cut, creepier guy who has a van with no windows version of you, but not even close.
A third roommate drove the attacked victim to a nearby hospital.
So he was really fucked. He really fucked this dude
where up. He pressed charges a short time later.
Have you ever had shit drawn on you for passing out?
Yeah.
I never have. You know why?
Huh.
Because I'm not fucking stupid enough to fucking pass out.
I just think it's just happens. It's like it doesn't happen all the time. It's like an eclipse. It's a special thing. Like or a child being born. No one knows how it happens. It just happens.
It's kind of also like, hey, you fucked up. You got a little bit too drunk and passed out. Make sure this doesn't happen again. It's a learning experience.
I concur. All right.
And I don't agree with it all. Do you want to recap? You want me to recap for this?
Yeah, you recap yours, I'll recap mine.
Okay. We got a
we got some asshole in Florida who fires BB guns at kids because they're making too much loud noise. It's taking away, I'm assuming, from like World of Warcraft.
I've got a woman who lit a snake on fire that went into her house and burned her home down.
We got Florida samurai who fucking hacks his little brother's hand because he sold him synthetic weed.
We got a mother arrested for tattooing her 11-year-old daughter.
We have a muggle who secretly wants to rob a bank and become a wizard, and he tries to rob a bank because he believes he is invisible.
And the last one we have is a man who beat the shit out of his poor friend for drawing a dick on his face while he was passed out drunk. And those are the douchebags of the week for episode 175 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Picture pages, picture pages, time to get your picture pages, time to get your crayons and your pencils. Picture pages, picture pages, open up your picture pages, time to watch Bill Cosby do a picture page.
Dick on the face. Yeah, I just wish we could throw all these guys into one room, all these people into one room, and just see what happens over like a week.
I think they did that with like Real World or Big Brother.
Is that what that is? That's what it really is.
Now it is. Yeah. Real World is that. They're like, hey, let's just pick douchebags of that one nice guy.
All right, so we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. If you would like to get a hold of us or contact us, you can do so by just going to our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. We're on Facebook as well.
Go to Facebook. We're there. We're always on Facebook.
Google us and any information that you need will be there.
I'm never on Facebook.
Special thanks this week goes out to one Michael Kelly.
Oh, Michael Kelly, this week. Oh, there's so many things to list, but thank you.
And special thanks for Jenny for just being you, Jenny. We miss you.
We miss you, Jenny. We miss you.
The intro this week was Tom Waits and Mystery Men. The outro this week was I Have No Idea. I have not chosen it yet. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Safe home, Robert Ebert. If you